The Bush administration is determined to build the Star Wars anti-missile defense system, which requires abrogating the ABM treaty. Russia opposes the move, claiming the anti-missile system would restart the nuclear arms race, as Russia and China would respond by adding more missiles. Feingold noted that he was first elected to the state Senate in 1982 by a very slim margin. Feingold says he was helped by an advisory referendum for a freeze on nuclear testing, which was approved by a large margin.
And so after all these years, I'm pleased to tell you that on Monday I will go to the Senate floor and I will offer a resolution to disapprove of the president's decision to withdraw from the ABM treaty.
Feingold was the only senator to vote against the so-called U.S. Patriot Act passed by Congress last fall to combat terrorism. Feingold told the convention, everyone is devoted to fighting terrorism.
We also are dedicated to doing it right, to not destroying the balance, between the need to fight terrorism and the need to protect our Constitution and our way of life in this country. And I thank you for your support on that every day.
Federal courts have already ruled against some of the provisions of the anti-terrorism law. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.